Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Taking your calls on a true misery Monday. 28-0, a perfect game for Sam Darnold the first half. The second half of the Kansas City game into the first half against Seattle. Two nationally televised games, a Monday night and a Sunday night. In those four quarters of football, the Washington defense gave up over 600 yards of offense and 7 touchdowns. Sheesh! My guy Jamal in D.C. has been on hold a long time. Jamal, what's up, man? How you feeling today? Pretty terrible, I'm guessing.
JP, B. Mitch, what's going on, fellas?
What up, Jay? How you doing, brother?
Hey, man. Not well, B. Mitch. You know, that was tough, man. It was a tough shellacking. And it was the third straight shellacking, too. Like I don't think enough about that is being made. Like it's one thing to lose, but to watch your team just come out and just get no Vaseline week after week, that's tough, man. And that's when we as fans start saying crazy things like, well, damn, do they need to fire the coach? Because this seems very reminiscent of Ron at the end when we was just getting the ass whooped every week and everyone was like, wow, has he lost the locker room? Now, granted, I don't think it's that, but again, I'm just explaining the rationale behind the fans' thought process when you see this, man, and it's crazy. Prayers to JD. I hope he gets better soon, and we need to improve this team quickly, man. And we, unfortunately, JP and B-Mitch, we got to start having some conversations, man, starting with AP. Because, I mean, let's look at these draft picks, bro. Like, I mean, again, I hate to do it, but it's just the facts of it. Like, bro, like, is he even really what we saying he is? And are we just saying that he's something and hoping that it is, bro? But, man, we got to have some uncomfortable conversation because, unfortunately, I'm one of those people who I believe you are what your record says you are. I don't believe in no moral victory. And right now we are a team that's 3 games under 500, and good teams aren't that. So, yes, we have to just be honest about that, and I'll say this and I'm done, man. A wise man once told me you could take a horse, put stripes on it, it does not become a zebra. We might be that horse with the stripes on it, y'all. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man.
Listen, that is a good, fair call, Jamal. This is a point where there are real questions to be asked of all those in charge of this football team.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You've lost four in a row.
I know Jamal, and he really feels that. You know? So I have no issue with nothing he said.
Dog, I just looked this up while he was talking. In the last three games, they've been outscored 110-43. They've given up 1,259 yards, an average of 420 a game.
Can't win like that. Can't win like that.
I mean, and yo, injuries are a major factor. I get it. When you watch Sam Darnold just carve people up and face zero pass rush, injuries are a factor. But the draft picks thing is real. Last year, they had a ton of early picks. I think it was five in the top 100.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Jaden, who's given you a lot? Luke, I think, was starting to really show something. He got hurt on the first play of the game.
Trey showed some promise early on.
Trey is this year. I don't know what's going on with Johnny Newton.
Newton was playing well. And then I guess he's been banged up all these last 2 weeks or so. But I don't think they have been horrible. I just think we haven't seen nobody just jump up there.
But the flip side is they're also doesn't appear to really be giving those guys opportunities to show out. So maybe those guys just aren't proving they need the opportunities.
Either that or they're trying to let them get to a point where they can go out there and just hit the ground running. You know, there are coaches who throw you out there and there's coaches who want to make sure. And I've always believed in learning better on the field. I don't learn better watching nobody else play.
Right. Oh, buddy. Let's go to Trey is calling from Norway. Trey, are you in Norway, the country?
I'm in Norway, man. I called like 2 weeks ago for that Dallas game. Same story again, you guys. How you doing?
All right, man.
We're good, man. Appreciate
you gotta be tired, man.
Appreciate you calling from Norway, dog.
This hurts, man. I mean, the game's over. It starts at 2 a.m. over here, so I'm up till like probably 4 or 5 a.m. and going straight to work. So this hurts me just like everyone else, but to a different level because I'm just going straight into work exhausted. But, yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, man.
What'd you think of last night, bro?
So I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, I give 80% to coaching. I mean, when I put the 80%, that's like even defense included the coaching. Because having Seattle hung by 38 points and 31 came in the first half, I mean, Sam Darnold threw for over 330 yards and four touchdowns. I mean, we barely touched him. So this unit was supposed to be the backbone of the team, this defense. But they're giving up close to 270 passing yards a game. No pressure, broken tackles, making Sam Darnold look elite. And then for the coaching, Dan Quinn and Joe Witt have not figured out how to get consistent intensity or any discipline out of this group. No, same thing as the Dallas game. No adjustments at halftime, no preparation or accountability. So that's that. And then the 10%, Jaden Downs went down. I mean, he was sacked four times before halftime. I mean, the protection broke down, drives installed. They leave the defense in gasping for air. So, and we have to give the front office some blame also. So there's a question for you guys and a reality check. Right now, this team isn't close to contending. The effort, identity, and consistency just aren't there. We got a young quarterback to grow while the defense decide that was supposed to lead keeps them toting. So our question is, what's the real identity of the Commanders? What team are we? Look at this, it's not the defense. It's not discipline. So what exactly are we building here? And it's time that the coaching staff, they should be held responsible just like how we hold players responsible. We need to put some head on pikes for this coaching staff because they haven't done anything. So what is our identity?
Thanks we don't for have one right now. Guys. We don't have one right now, to be told that.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Who are we? Who are we?
You know, I think that
what
we did last year makes it even tougher because I think last year, it was great, but it was like a fluke in a sense, because that's not how things happen in the first year of something. But it did,
and people were saying how this is gonna be a sophomore slump. I mean, it's looking like it, to be honest.
I don't know if it's a sophomore slump as it is a whole team slump. I don't know why the quarterback get blamed. Why the quarterback get blamed for something that goes wrong when everything around it has been bad, too.
Absolutely. And Jaden Daniels got sacked 46 times this season. That's the most in the NFL.
And he's missed time.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're supposed to protect the guy. I mean, send him out, okay, at the end of the quarter, should he be on or not? I think he should have been on, but it's like, this is a coaching decision, guys. I mean, let's say it for what it is.
That's a good call, Trey.
This is coaching.
Appreciate you calling from Norway, dog. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
So, I think one of the problems or issues is that when you talk about the lack of identity, I think you could kind of identify that in the offseason, but in the offseason, coming off the high of the NFC Championship game and just imagining the possibilities of Jaden, you didn't really question it. But to acquire Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, and Deebo Samuel cost you 8 draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, some of those you had gained in trading away Sam Howell, trading away Jahan Dotson. So it's not like there's a lot of moving parts in the draft pick game, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But the reports show Marshawn Lattimore blew out his knee. Done for the year. He's a free agent in the offseason. I can't imagine that's part of your long-term plan.
No.
Deebo Samuel, also a free agent after this season. Deebo, to start the year, was really good. Has been okay in this middle stretch. Dealing with this heel injury. That's kind of what undid things in San Fran. Was just little nicks and bumps just keep adding up for a very physical player. Laremy Tunsil has been good, certainly. Cost you the most draft capital, and to keep Tunsil here is going to cost you real money next year.
Yeah.
LT ain't playing on that deal as it is currently constituted, period. So you sent picks away to get these veterans. Most of them, I don't know that they're one-year rentals. Maybe they get something done with Tunsil. But bringing Tunsil in changed the scope for Brandon Coleman, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're moving Coleman inside the guard. Or maybe you're thinking, okay, we'll move Coleman to right tackle. Then you draft Josh Connerly, who is a first-round grade because he's a left tackle. Now, he has to learn right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it didn't seem, pro football does not always allow for a smooth plan to be executed. But it also didn't seem like there was a smooth plan. It seemed relatively herky-jerky, and maybe that's just because of things that became available.
But I think it's what has transpired over the years. People have drafted offensive linemen, and they put the best 5 on the field. I think that's kind of the mind they went. And if you get a lot of left tackles and you put them in those positions, the athleticism of the left tackle makes you think that guy can be better than a regular guard or a regular right tackle. You know what I mean? And that's what I think they're trying to do. But as much as people don't want to hear it, this is a year and a half of a rebuild, basically. And yes.
But, so to that point, and I agree with you, if it is a year and a half of a rebuild, it's hardly been a linear rebuild. Because if it's a rebuild, then why are you trading for veterans? Trading
because
away
it had
picks?
Success last year, just like it got, just like it.
That's what I'm saying. The herky jerky
like
nature.
But
of
just
it.
Like it messed with your mind and my mind, it'll mess with their minds too. They felt they were closer than what they were. We felt they were closer than what they were. That's why we're so upset this year, because we were in the NFC Championship game last year, and we automatically assume we'll be back there, or we'll be in the Super Bowl. And it looked like we're going to be in the Super Bowl, like I would say most years. Yeah, watching just like everybody else would be.
All right, we're on TV now. I got to try to stay on time. Nobody go anywhere. Phone lines stay there. We're keeping them open the entire show. We're taking your calls.
Drop the try. You got to stay on time.
There is no try. There's only do. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Starting your own business can be intimidating. Suddenly, you're wearing all the hats. Designer, marketer, customer support, shipping expert. It's a lot. That's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is the global commerce platform powering millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify has your back. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, you can launch a beautiful, professional online store that looks and feels like you. Need content? Shopify's AI tools can help you write product descriptions, headlines, even enhance your product photos. Want to grow your reach? Easily create email and social media campaigns to meet your audience wherever they're scrolling. And with Shopify's world-class support, you'll have expert help for everything. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.